I'm a university professor, but I'm not an intellectual.
That was Craig Bryans' way of telling me he listened to public radio, but mostly for car talk.
And maybe an occasional other program, Prairie Home Companion, perhaps, because I'm a Lutheran.
Bryans had been a police officer in California, where he grew up, but after a serious back injury on the job forced him to give up police work, he got a Ph.D. in political science and came to Blacksburg to teach at Virginia Tech 15 years ago.
This is a very physically fit place, and a lot of people are able to be very active, and that's wonderful.
Bryans loved the outdoors and the fact that there are plenty of indoor pools around here, which helped him exercise despite his back pain.
How many places could you live in the middle of the Appalachian Mountains and have a lot of those kinds of amenities, and good doctors, too?
We met for a story about Bryans' area of specialty, Virginia's elections, but we got to talking about other things, like his disability, which made standing in front of a class for long periods painful. During our interview, he was in a special chair, which took the pressure off his back. He would sometimes teach class that way.
I didn't let myself do that for the first number of years I was here, but eventually I realized, really, a college education is very little about how many members are there in the Electoral College, 538, and it's really more about learning how they're going to pursue the rest of their lives. How are they going to be able to figure out when they move to a new city how to find their way around? So what we need to teach them is how to get to that next step. But a big part of that is learning about life.
He really was very important on campus in terms of insisting in a gentle but still persistent way that attention be paid to people with physical disabilities.
Karen Hult is a professor of political science at Virginia Tech and a colleague.
I also feel like I'm a minor beneficiary. I happen to have multiple sclerosis, and he always was concerned when scheduling where I taught and what I did and so on that I was not facing any additional problems because of that set of challenges.
Hult and Bryans were a regular duo on WVTF's elections coverage. At one point in the Election Night Returns program just a few weeks ago, anchor Bev Amsler mistakenly referred to them as a married couple.
I do want to correct one thing from earlier. Dr. Hult and I are not married.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My wife would be very surprised, and her husband would be very surprised to find out about that. Well,
Craig Bryans met his actual wife, Jessica Folkart, a professor of Spanish at Virginia Tech here in Blacksburg. He told me she taught him many things. One was how to be better about allowing himself to ask people for help when he needed it, something that was difficult for him because his previous role as a police officer meant he was the one who did the helping. Judging from the condolences from students and colleagues which poured in after he died November 10th, it's clear he continued to help and inspire many people. Craig Bryans was 51 years old. I'm Robbie Harris.